On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello.
Welcome back, Fred. Well,
welcome back. I'm a little punchy today. I got 3 hours sleep. Kind of long story. I'm John Potter, live and local. Speaking of the weather, currently in Reno, it's 73 degrees. Here we go. We hit 93 degrees in Reno yesterday. We have a big chance of getting our first triple-digit temperatures of 2026. Next week could be Tuesday. How are you, Mr. Craig?
I am doing fantastic. Now that the first wave of political is completed for the year.
What a storm wave. We have an update. Of course, these updates are going to go into next week. I should explain myself. Went to the Keith Urban concert last night at the Sparks Nugget. Outstanding. Oh, my gosh. We saw him in Vegas, and he's doing this yacht rock thing now. He came on stage doing Steal Away. Why don't you steal away? I mean, picture that. And there's a video duet he does with Michael McDonald, and he did Baby Come Back. Baby Come Back! You know, the 70s. These are yacht rock songs. He's a country artist. And I guess his new album is yacht rock. But incredible show. He did all his hits. And I thought, you know, well, he's probably not going to be, you know, that fantastic big star coming to Little Sparks, Nevada. He knocked it out, man. And this is the most important thing about a concert. The biggest credit I give to a performer. He loved doing that show. He played for an hour and 45 minutes. He put his all into it. There is nothing worse than a star who you can tell is just going through the motions. And you sense it's like a job to them. Rod Stewart. I mean, Keith Urban. Luke Bryan, too. Incredible concert. Barry Manilow. We just saw him. He's going to be 83 on Wednesday. You know, we share a birthday. Just saw him in Vegas. He was having a ball up there. They love being on stage, and we see that. Anyway, the concert ended at 10. He went an hour, 45 minutes. I was so fired up after the concert. I said, Kathy, let's go see that Disclosure Day movie. It's right there. It starts in 10 minutes. And she wisely said no. I slept 3 hours last night. We went home, and we binged this series. It's called Squatters. Get the blank out of my house. And it's all real stuff, a lot of police video and stuff. And we vowed, after watching three episodes of the Squatters show, to never, never leave the house. I don't get what is it with the police saying that's a civil matter? I don't get it. They have no evidence that this is their house, and the house owner has all the papers, you know, they need, and they're standing right there with their ID, and they can prove it. But you got to get a lawyer. Anyway, I don't want to bring you down. I just I got 3 hours sleep last night. This is all local, live and local. We have Derek coming up, and we have a gentleman who. Let me tell you about this guy. He's a local, of course. His book is about his incredible life from California to Grenada to life in prison. The true story of a troubled teen became a soldier to a lifer in prison, then released back into the world that is no longer the 1970s. I don't know where to begin on this. His book is 473 pages, but I really want to talk about his doing tours of the state. I assume it's the Carson City State Prison. He's the full-time caretaker and a tour guide at the prison. And who better to do that than a lifer? So we're going to talk to Sean and his wife, Sydney. They're coming on at 10 o'clock this morning after Derek. And then from 10:30 to noon today, folks, it's just you and me. So that's going to be good. Traffic is looking good. Like I said, we're all local, and here's a traffic warning. You will see obnoxious, ugly, most of them, narcissistic, vote for me signs at almost every major corner. Yes, they are still out there, the eyesores. We have such great scenery here, okay? We'll have to accept the winners of the primary leaving their signs up till November, which, you know, I don't even know if that's legal. I think it's bad if it is legal that the winners can leave up the signs all the way to election day. But you losers now, come on. It's something that bugs me just every 2 years. Now, the Nevada Department of Transportation has put out a reminder now, reminding candidates and supporters that it is illegal to place political signs within the right-of-way of state highways and many county roads and city streets. They just put, I don't know where they were like 2 months ago, but that's what, a reminder that you can't, it's illegal, you can't do that. And the candidates still do it every single election. They're like, this is like all the people driving without license plates. Yeah, they'll get right on that, you know. This is the politician version of the people driving without plates. Channel 4 story here says, quote, NDOT employees will remove signs erected in the right-of-way and usually take them to the nearest maintenance station. You sure about that? I mean, let's do the latest vote. You know, they're still counting, folks. The latest count on the closest race is for Reno mayor. Eddie Lorton has apparently lost by 394 votes as of this morning. Republican state treasurer, that's been close, because statewide vote here. Drew Johnson is ahead of Jeff Carter by just 2,705 votes. And Republican Secretary of State contest Jim Marchant ahead of Shirley Fulkins Roberts by 3,373 votes. I personally like Shirley's signs. A very attractive lady. Anyway, they are the registrars, the election people, are accepting more mail-in ballots today. Today's the last day if they're postmarked by June 9th, Election Day. Washoe County says, this is the latest, they have counted 99% of the mail ballots they got, and that the other 1% are going to be done this weekend. And there's about 1,100 mail ballots that need to be signature verified by 5 p.m. Monday to be counted. And they're taking those mail-in ballots. Today's the last day of mail delivery, if, again, they were postmarked Election Day. And 550 provisional ballots get counted next week. The last day for counting mail ballots is next Tuesday. Hang in there, Eddie. Hang in there. The turnout for Washoe County in the 2026 primary election currently sits at 30.4%. The primary, I thought it was pretty efficient. So kudos to the hardworking staff and the very kind volunteers I ran into at Save Mart. A special election is going to be held next month, though, to determine who advances in a Fallon City Council race after Churchill County election officials inadvertently left the contest off 881 ballots. They didn't even have the Fallon City Council race district on those ballots. And something in Carson City, I got an earful about this. Carson City, our state capital, it was the only region in Nevada to have no nonpartisan races on its primary ballot, meaning that about 15,000 voters, or about a big 40% of the city's electorate, were flat out ineligible to participate in the entire primary because they had no nonpartisan races there. And in Washoe County, that big, almost 40% group of nonpartisans had no voice in who their county DA will be. The two candidates were Republican, no Democrat candidates. The race was only in the Republican primary, and it was literally the election for the two DA candidates, which Wes won. The race was only in the Republican primary, and if you were not in that party, no vote for you on who our DA is in Washoe County. Now, I generally support not having an open primary, but that is... That's just not right. I don't know. It's just, anyway, open up the phone lines. I'm dying to hear what people have to say there. Craig, I'm John Potter, live and local. And again, Derek's coming out, and we got this book author prison tour guide coming up at 10 o'clock, and it's all just me. I'm sorry about that, from 10:30 to noon. We have Greg Neff doing local news coming up in minutes, along with your Fox News. We're here every Saturday, 9 to noon. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Be back shortly. FM News Talk time, 9:17.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. I'm John Potter. Well, Reno and Carson City are the locations for the state fairs. They are both going on. Reno, Nevada State Fair at the Livestock Event Center, Carson City Mills Park. That is a very rough time to have a state fair at Mills Park during the war zone construction, road construction on William Street. I have been to both of the state fairs in previous years. The one in Reno is bigger, and it has the animals. The one in Carson has vendors that sell this enormous brick of French fries. I have never seen anything like it. It's actually a bit bigger than the common brick, and they deep fry potatoes, and somehow it congeals into a brick of French fries, and they put it in this. Well, first time you look at it, you're horrified. They put it in this like big paper plate, like hot dog holder, but it's a big seller there, and strangely. Delicious looking. I do eat healthy, but you know, something in my body needs that somehow. This is at the Carson City State Fair. And this is not a knock on the Carson City State Fair, because I happen to know, I think, did I interview them? I can't remember. I happen to know the ladies who put this fair on years ago. And they put together a nonprofit to do this Carson City State Fair. It's not a money grab. They just felt that since the official Nevada State Fair went broke, they thought Northern Nevada, especially the kids, deserved a state fair. And it is a lot of work to put that together. And kudos to them. It's free admission. So no wisecracks, and I do honestly have some strange respect for that French fry brick thing. Which state fair do you prefer? I do love animals, but French fries. Happy Carson Valley Days. The Carson Valley Days Parade just started. It was scheduled to start at 9 o'clock. Now the parade has been marching between Minden and Gardnerville since 1946, from Minden to Lampy Park on Waterloo Lane. It started at 9. After passing down Esmeralda Avenue, the parade will march onto Highway 395, obviously closed, toward Gardnerville before turning on Waterloo. A lot of nearby roads are closed, like Buckeye and Waterloo by the parade, and of course Highway 395 through Minden and Gardnerville, now closed until 11 a.m. this morning. And after passing down Esmeralda Avenue, the parade will march onto Highway 395 toward Gardnerville before turning into Water. I know I confuse you. Okay, and also today a protest is scheduled for 9:30 this morning, starting in about 6 minutes, against, no, not Trump this time. This protest is against a fencing project to keep wild horses away from Washoe Lake and interacting with people. The horses have a lot of fans, and apparently there's a fencing project, a big one. And the protesters are asked to meet at the south end of Washoe Lake at East Lake Boulevard. Oh, here it is. 23 miles of new fencing have been authorized. This is according to the horse advocates here. Intended to improve public safety. Now, this is the other side saying the fencing is intended to improve public safety by reducing the risk of Virginia range horses entering communities and roadways. But there are no plans to begin additional fencing and no timeline on this. Tomorrow is Flag Day. I have a lot to say about that, but I don't have time. It'll be after 10:30. Just me, 10:30 to noon, right here. Oh, I forgot. Good luck, Knicks. Go Knicks. I feel for the San Antonio fans. Every single nationwide TV host, cable news anchor, every single TV talk show, it's all, yay, Knicks. Yay, Knicks. Do they realize that there are people who maybe... Not everybody is for the Knicks, you know. I don't get it. That big come-from-behind victory this week where they were down by 29 points but finally pulled it off and who won the game, you know, and they won the game, that is a big win for everybody else who likes to put off things till the last minute, may I just say. And I know nothing about sports, and I don't want to pretend that I do. I don't want to come off like I'm some big giant fan. I am dumb as a rock about sports. I started out in the media business 1983 as a sports reporter at a TV station at my hometown. And I worked hard, but I didn't stay in sports. I got out as soon as I could because I, at any rate, I don't know sports. But that come from behind win, come on, that was one hell of a basketball game, and that is from a non-sports fan per se, and not being knowledgeable about them. I am one of those goofy people where from sports I want to extract from sports lessons about life, and that game gave lots of opportunity for extracting lessons about life. The Knicks are down by 29 points. They were upset. They were like freaking out about it, like nobody's business, but they did not give up, and they fought back. The other side of the game, you had a team that was up by 29 points, and yet they lost whatever they earned. A game is game on until it's game over, and it doesn't matter how far down you are on points. Victory is always possible until the final buzzer sounds, and that was demonstrated in that game. The other side of the coin was that I don't care how much you're ahead, defeat is always possible until the final buzzer sounds. And so you play every tick of the clock. That's useful in sports, and I know it's useful in life. And that game illustrated that wonderfully. I also thought that last bucket that put them up and brought the win, you have that extraordinary shot from way outside that doesn't quite make it. And then you have a teammate coming up who gets the grab and he puts it in. And you have that extraordinary partnership that led to victory. And that's kind of how life is. as well. We each do our part, right? We each do our part more often than not. It's every piece of the puzzle that brings it to a happy outcome like that. And I woke up the next morning and there were my friend text group. They were all back and forth about it. Most of them just exultant at the victory and the disappointment at the loss that has to be about the most dispiriting thing. But I turned to the great American philosopher Yogi Berra, who wisely said in the context of baseball, it ain't over till it's over. And that simple truth applies to every corner of life. Now, yeah, here I am, some joker, sitting here talking on the radio. Easy to say that. But for you and I, in our lives, to actually apply that is more challenging and far more difficult. Many of us will have, discouragement, the whisper in our ear, you can't win, it's too much, you can't do this, right? And of course, just as damaging is the whisper over in the other ear, which is, come on, this is easy, you got this, don't worry about this, right? Well, you can lose. Life doesn't disqualify. Anybody in life doesn't hand victory on a silver platter. I am now a very slow runner. I used to be average. Now I'm an old fat man. And, you know, a race for me is now a task. But my thought is, just don't quit. If you just keep going, you're going to be okay. And that has gotten me through a lot. And that principle applies to things far more important than any stupid foot race. My family's motto, and you've heard this before, is persist and prevail. That was on our wall growing up. Persist and prevail. Persist means don't quit. Prevail means you win. If you don't quit, you will win. That's our family motto. And that is a true principle in life. You can't determine what hand the cards are going to be dealt. You can't always control the circumstances that you're going to have to face. But you got to, you do get to determine whether you try or whether you quit. And I found those who persist do prevail, and those who don't quit do win. The New York Knicks demonstrated that principle perfectly this week to the great benefit and delight of their fans. There's something more important than a basketball game. It's your life. Take the example they set and apply it. No matter how far down you are on points, you just keep plugging, you keep playing. And I honestly have faith that it's going to work out right for you. All right, the sermon is over. We're going to break for Fox News and then local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local. Derek is up next. We're going to be talking brain health. And I hope you stick around that shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk, time 9:30.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Okay, so this morning I took the Hydra, I took the Restore, I also took a Nourish and Shine, and I took Dopexil. And it's, I'm top of the world! Top of the world, Ma! These are products from BrainHealthFormulas.com. I got 3 hours last night. That's why I kind of, I usually just take two capsules of your products, but today it was a big four. Wow. So here I go. I'm just running, man. I am, I feel fantastic.
All in, huh, John?
I'm all in.
That's great. Love it.
So I don't know where to start. I mean, I have a curiosity question. You've introduced so many products at BrainHealthFormulas.com. Do you ever cancel any? Do you ever discontinue?
We have phased out a few of them just because when people don't order them for a month or two, we just kind of remove them. It's not that they can't be made again. We just don't get asked for them. So we've removed quite a few of them, actually.
How many products online right now?
According to the new website guy, we have
six. Is it up?
No, it's not up, but that's how I know how many products we have is because he told me. he said we have 62 products.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's quite a few.
I love finding these combinations and feeling like I'm a teenager again.
Yeah.
BrainHealthFormulas.com, Derek Lee here for this half-hour segment. Okay. We always like to start with the new stuff. You've had a skin serum, which I've been using.
Yeah.
My skin looks great.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 72.
Wow.
On Wednesday.
Congratulations, John. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. BrainHealthFormulas.com. The new skin serum for the face. So does this mean you have two skin serums now?
Yes.
Or did you improve?
There's two. So the one we have for the body, more or less, the one for the body can also be used for the face. I would not get close to the eyes. That one has 50% concentration of DMSO. It also has hyaluronic acid. It also has copper peptides. So that's the one for the body. That's great for joint pain. That's great for muscle pain. That's great for inflammation in general. So it's great for a lot of those things. You can use it on open wounds. It'll drastically improve the healing properties. The way this new version is the advanced skin serum for the face. It has a different label, so it's easy to distinguish them. And it's in the new section. It's also in the skin serum, nasal sprays and skin serum section on the website. It's for the face. So it also has 30% 30% DMSO. It also has
You said 50.
That was the two different versions.
Oh,
now.
Okay. All right.
So the one for the body has 50%.
That's
been
a lot.
Well, Dr. Mercola is using 50% and 70%, but he doesn't use the same formulas we do. We target hyaluronic acid because that's the fluid that's supposed to be in our body. That's why I believe we have tendon issues. That's why I believe we have ligament issues. There's not enough fluid. There's not enough flexibility to tendons and ligaments. And so if we can get that fluid, which is hyaluronic acid, is what's deficient, if we can get the hyaluronic acid back into those tissues, then we can actually reduce a lot of pain. And so we use DMSO as a carrier to carry the hyaluronic acid through the layers of skin to actually rehydrate the skin and rehydrate the tendons and ligaments, rehydrate the muscles to actually provide an anti-inflammatory effect. So we bumped it up to 50%. People have had tremendous results with that already. And so then we developed another version that has 30% DMSO, so it can get in those sensitive areas of the face, right around your eyes, without any, it won't dry out your skin. And so it has copper peptide in it, hyaluronic acid, and we also added a component to it that's used in Korean skincare and Japanese skincare called PDRN. PDRN is an acronym for polydeoxy ribonucleotide, which
where
is
does that come from?
And that is from salmon DNA. Salmon DNA is the exact same molecular structure as our skin. So we added 0.15% of PDRN, which is the most you can use on a daily basis. And so what that does is actually repairs your skin structure 1,000 times faster than anything else.
What's the name of this new skin serum?
Oh, it's called the Advanced Skin Serum for the Face. That's it.
Not the catchiest, but
not know, the catchiest.
It's all what's in the bottle that
it's
makes
straightforward.
All the...
There are two different labels for the body and for the face, so they're just that's the only difference. One's 50% DMSO, one's 30% DMSO, and one has PDRN in it, and one does not.
On the website, do you provide descriptions?
Yeah.
Of each product. So
yes.
Okay, and where can people find this new skin serum on your website?
It's in the new section, the newest products section. So normal price for this is $79.95. I've reduced it to $59.95, so $20 off right now, just to promote the new product. I've been using this version for 2 months. It's the version same size bottle, 100
okay,
milliliters.
Because that lasted me a long time.
Yeah, it does. And so this is the version I brought you a couple weeks ago. Yeah. It looks like it says porn on it. And it's actually PDRN because I don't write very well. but it works really, really well. It's really easy on the skin. And the face serum can be used on the body as well.
Now, you apply it, folks, with like an eyedropper.
Yeah, just what I do is I put a couple drops on my hand and just use a couple fingers and rub it around.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And so the stronger version, like for the body, it works very well for toenail fungus also. So it actually will start to heal up the toenail fungus. It takes time. It's more about being consistent versus, I'd used it once and it didn't heal my toenails. Well, nothing will. And so it's just about being consistent with that. And it has effect on, we can affect just about any type of skin abnormality with these two formulas.
Incredible. What's the name of it again?
It's a very fancy name.
Well, it's, the advanced it's a little hard to remember.
For the face?
Several words. Yeah.
One's for the face, one's for the body. The okay. one for the face has a blue label. The one for the body has a red and yellow label.
Okay, and it's in the new section
yeah.
just click new on brainhealthformulas.com. And you're making the deal, the $20 off on both of them, or
just
the new
just
one?
Just the new one for the face. It's already pre-programmed. You don't have to do anything.
Check it out. Okay.
It's all in there. Just click on it. It's automatically discounted.
Brainhealthformulas.com. Now, you said one is for the face, the other for the body.
Yeah.
Where on the body?
Anywhere. It could even be used on your cheeks, on your jaw, on your chin, on your neck. Mm-hmm. It can be used anywhere. It's just as strong, has more DMSO in it, so it can be much more effective. Open wounds, mosquito bites, bug bites, it can be used for all kinds of things. It's really fascinating how it works.
I know you get a lot of testimonials. We'll get into that in the next segment, but these are rather new. How about the skin serum testimonials? My personal testimonial is, again, I'm going to be 72 on Wednesday, and people are just floored.
Yeah.
Because I'm a gorgeous man. And I can take down your mother like that. But what was I asking?
I think you're gloating about being 72 and looking like you're 60.
Testimonials. What are people saying?
About
the skin serums.
People love the skin serums. I actually have people ordering it from Arkansas, Florida, New York, because it really helps their arthritis pain. I've had people ordering this for over a year, actually, for arthritis pain, muscle pain. It just works for them.
How do they know about this in New York?
Word of mouth, family members, family members, and
best way to catch on.
It is,
and if the product's good enough, it the word gets out there. Sure,
it's so that's I don't know. Other than that, that's what I assume.
All right,
just word of mouth.
We're all happy men here. These are fantastic. Brainhealthformulas.com. The bioresonant scanner. Let's talk about that next segment. An incredible high technology device that you still haven't found it anywhere else in Reno?
No, not even close.
Huh. Wow. And Derek has it at his office. His lab, offices, and store is in South Reno, Brain Health Formulas Biotechnologies at 780 Smith Ridge Drive. The alleyway drive behind the big stores at Smith Ridge Plaza, 780 Smith Ridge Drive. Okay, we're going to take a break. Be right back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 946.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
One more segment with Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. And let's get an update on the bioresonance scanner. If you have not heard about the scanner, give us a brief rundown, Derek, on this.
So the bioresonance scanner, it measures vibration, energy, and frequency, and we can get into great detail in the four-dimensional scan. And so we can actually scan how our nervous system is functioning in our brain, how our arteries and how our blood vessels are functioning in the brain, how the white matter and gray matter are functioning in the brain, and how our heart's functioning, how our kidneys and liver are functioning, how our prostate's functioning, how the thyroid's functioning, how the pancreas is functioning. And so we can see from an energy perspective, which is fluid dynamics, we can see how the cellular tissue is functioning with fluid dynamics and how the cell tissue is. We can see how the gut's functioning, from the small intestine to the colon to the rectum to the wall of the bladder to the urethra to the ureters to all these different tissues. This scan measures all these tissues. It measures the energy, which is the fluid of the cell tissue, and it also tells us how the tissue is functioning.
With what looks like high-definition pictures.
It's really, really specific. It's really high-def pictures. And so at the end of the scan, we print out all the data. We print out everything that the program kicks out. So if you do a full body scan, you're going to get a binder of about 200 pages of information. You're going to get over 300 pictures of how the energy is functioning with everything we scan for. And so you get all the data we find with that. We're all very transparent. And so after we do that, then we go back in and we start doing corrective therapy. We start improving the cell tissue using frequency. And then we can start looking at microorganisms, which are most likely what's causing the disruption of how we are functioning, whether that's gut issues, whether that is respiratory issues, if we don't breathe properly while we're sleeping, A lot of times that has to do with the lungs or how how our blood's transporting oxygen when we sleep. And so what we've been finding in the capillaries is how we transport oxygen and nutrients from our blood into the muscle tissues and all tissues, is people have been having black mold in their capillaries. And so
now, you said you detected somebody with the black mold in their body?
And not only in the body, stuck in their capillaries. So that's affecting how we transport oxygen from our blood.
And they didn't know it was there?
Nope, didn't know it was there. Some people have actually been through black mold protocols for years, and it didn't improve them. And so we found it in their capillaries. We found it in people's ears. We found it in people's brains. We found it in stuck in the heart. We found it everywhere. And so once we understand that where it's at, then we can start weakening it. And so usually after two or three different therapy sessions, it's really transformed someone's life really quickly. And so we've had tremendous results. We've had people who said that they haven't been able to sleep more than 2 or 3 hours a night for years, if even decades. And some people have even stopped using their sleep apnea machines within two weeks.
Now, I told you a couple of weeks ago, I said, I'm kind of afraid to know what could be wrong in my body, you know. But the scanner, as you said, through frequency and other methods, corrects that issue. What does it kill off? Some microorganisms?
Yep. We can start killing off all of them. And so we've seen over 75 different microorganisms in any one body part at any time. We can go into the nerve bundle. We can go into the nervous system and just start weakening parasites, molds, fungus, candida, overgrowth. We can see all those things.
Besides the person who you detected black mold, what other testimonials do you have from the scanner?
We've probably had a dozen people where their sleep's drastically improved, where they wake up feeling rested. We've reversed a significant amount of type 2 diabetes within a couple weeks. We've been able to calm down like the symptoms of COPD within a couple weeks because the lungs just aren't functioning properly. And so when we can... And I believe a lot of that has to do with microorganisms in that cellular tissue of the lung. So it's disabling our ability for the lungs to expand and contract. Mm-hmm. And so if we can go in there and start weakening the microorganisms and start improving the blood flow, improving the transportation of oxygen to that membrane, then we can actually rehabilitate how the lungs are functioning without medications.
It's quite complicated, but you folks can see a perfect description with visuals and everything on the bioresonance scanner at brainhealthformulas.com. Very popular. You've got some appointments, I guess.
Yeah, we're loaded up this week. I think we have over 40 therapies scheduled. We have 7 more full body scans scheduled this week, and we're booking. We're 2 weeks out booking. So, yeah, we're getting loaded up.
Definitely get that, folks. And if you just joined us, Derek talked about his new skin serum for the face. You go to the brainhealthformulas.com and click new, $20 discount on that new skin serum product. And more testimonials in general?
Yeah, we've got a lot of new customers trying Restore for the first time. A lot of new customers trying Dopexil, and they usually come back within 2 or 3 days saying, is it normal to have no more brain fog after 2 or 3 days? I'm like, welcome to Brain Health Formulas. We this is people who have brain fog or people who have their
brain
memories
fog,
and memories not working properly or the brain's just not functioning properly. Restore and Dopexil have really transformed a tremendous amount of people's lives just taking those two products,
right,
especially with compromised brains. And if anyone has any questions about the scanner or about products, feel free to give me a call. My number is 775-634-7789. I'll answer any questions about anything whenever I have the opportunity to. So feel free.
When is the lab offices and store? When's that going to be open?
I'm just going to say Monday through Friday. Anywhere between 9 and 5. We're scheduling scans on Saturdays now because we just don't have enough time during the week. So I'm just going to say Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 is better option than saying we're open on Saturday. But we are scheduling on Saturdays for scans if that's the only time people can get in. So feel free to call 775-634-7789.
You have a lot of space in that.
We're adding our second scanner to the matrix this week. And so, yeah, we're just going to continue to roll with it.
And you have all the products on your shelves there. So either brainhealthformulas.com or go to the office, at the store at 780 Smith Ridge Drive behind the stores. It's kind of a neat little, not an alleyway, but a drive behind the stores, which have other places and other businesses in there. Kind of a neat little corner.
It is. It's really convenient.
Super. Folks, once again, brainhealthformulas.com. Derek Lee, thank you so much.
Thanks, John. It's a pleasure as always.
Fox News next, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 9:57. I have a minute more to go. How did...
You fit went at 57, I didn't not 58.
I didn't take enough Restore. That's the whole thing. It's a little bit of brain fog here. I only slept 3 hours last night. Give me a break. Oh, my God.
Okay, what? For everyone listening, my number is 775-634-7789.
Yeah. So what are you saying? Did I hear something? I hear some heckling in the background. I will not put up with that. I'm John Potter, live and local. It's time for Fox News, and we'll be back with an amazing guest next on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.
There.